To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Well, hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the 8th of August, 2022. Here comes some of the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, it looks like Amazon wants to help clean your house. So they decided, let's just buy iRobot. Though I think it goes a little deeper than that. Yes, in case you didn't see this over the weekend, Amazon bought iRobot for $1.7 billion. So what do they get for all that money, other than being able to clean your house? Well, they actually probably got maps of your house. Now, this goes back to a little bit of the updated iRobot OS. In that latest operating system, it actually provides household bots with a deeper understanding of your home and your habits. Meaning now, Amazon has a deeper understanding of your home and your habits. Now, to give you a little bit more perspective about this, the maps it generates gives pretty much a complete layout of your house. And the vacuum cleaner itself pretty much knows when you're home and when you're not. It also knows what rooms you may use more than others. And not to mention, since it has to map around stuff, furniture, it also pretty much has an understanding of just how much crap you've got too. Now, while it's a good purchase for Amazon, customer privacy may be another thing. We all remember Ring, right? Well, it's Monday, hacker news time. This one involves Twitter again. So what happened this time? Well, it has to do with data and exposure, and apparently a vulnerability in a code. Now, according to Twitter, when they first learned of this new flaw, they didn't see any evidence that suggested it's been exploited. And apparently last month, the hacker, or hackers, obtained data of about 5.4 million accounts. Because Twitter said they can't actually confirm how many users were actually affected. So what did the hackers get? Looks like possible email addresses, phone number, anything pretty much tied to their Twitter account. Now, Twitter said they will directly notify every account holder that has been affected, though this could take some time. And for users out there that were actually trying to protect their identity, the company right now is recommending not adding any public known phone number or email addresses to an account. Yeah, I agree. That's probably a good idea. Smart displays in Apple's future? Well, it very well could be. Apple kind of has been hopping on the smart home bandwagon. Well, according to Mark Gurman, that guy over there at Bloomberg again, Apple is developing a smart display. Think along the lines of what Google did, but only in the Apple environment, of course. And by all accounts, it looks like it's going to be mainly focused on your kitchen. So definitely looking like Apple's going for a Nest Hub / Echo Show 15 vibe. It also might have something to do with the discontinued HomePod that happened last year. And you might remember Apple didn't announce any replacement for it. By all accounts now, it looks like the smart home display might be the one. And we might actually see it before year's end. And finally, Fitbit users out there, love syncing with your PC? Well, you better stop loving it. And it's not just your PC either. Mac lovers out there, no room for you either. This is actually spotted on their Fitbit support page, stating that they will remove the option for users to sync their trackers over its Kinect app starting October 13th of this year. So what the heck do you do after that date? Well, according to Fitbit, the only way you can transfer your data off your Fitbit wearable will be through the Fitbit mobile app. Now, granted, a lot of people out there it won't affect. Most people think it's syncing to a PC. How 2005? But there are a few out there that still love the old way of doing things. And for those people, it's just one less way to transfer your favorite songs to your wearable for offline playback. If you use your Fitbit tracker or smartwatch for listening to music, you're now going to have to depend on two music services. Let's face it, are not really the popular ones. If you got a story no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the news show so we can keep this show going. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the news show alive. Of course, while you're at our official website, don't forget to check out all the BTN content over there. Get subscribed, of course, to the news show. Check out the Mac Show and the Big Show and the Photo Show as well. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, start your week off well, have a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.